enemy did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Trying to get the people mind off who Christ really is.
That's right.
But some of us, we know the plan, we know the plot.
Yeah.
And if that's what you do for Christmas, like we did, we young, brought our kids, yeah, this and that, this and that. But when I got old enough to understand, I tell people now, if you want to give me a gift, that's fine, because you ain't getting nothing back. I ain't doing that. I'm not doing it. I'm really not doing it. I did it with my kids. Look, I don't knock on you. That's what you do. But I'm big enough now to understand what the game is about that he's playing. So you do what you do and you love your kids. And don't go out there and spend all your money on that stuff. Don't go charge all your charge. Oh, ask me how I know. I got it. Not doing that no more. So y'all going to New Year with money? And keep looking up, amen?
Amen?
Let us pray. Every day, our Father, we thank you, first of all, for this beautiful day you have given us. A day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, bless your word. Bless this thy people, precious hearts in this place. Bless them. Bless them going in and they coming out. Bless them this seasonal year. Not about Christmas, but about Christ. Bless us to continue to look up and know that he lives.
Yeah.
So bless your word as we speak a word on today. Not a word that when the people come home and you say, what did he preach? I don't remember, but he said this. A word to get in their spirit, to carry them all week long. Do it for your glory, because it's about you and nobody else.
Hallelujah.
Do it for your glory. Let it stick in their mind. Let it stick in their spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, the last few weeks as I've been going on, I began to pray and ask God, give me a word. Usually I would just take off and go looking for one. But I said, no, I start praying, Lord, give me a word.
Yeah.
Do you know when I start praying that the word comes right back to me? It comes.
Mm-hmm.
This word here came quickly after I prayed. So Lord, give me a word. The word he's given me, prepared to meet the Lord.
Yep.
When he dropped it in my spirit, he said, you tell my people. Okay. He said, my people, give them this word. Daughter, can you wait till the end of the service? You want prayer now? Which way?
Right now. It's good for me.
Come on, we're going to get into a word of gratitude. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know what she needs. You know what she came to this altar for. Only you and her. Give her, God, what she desires, what she come up here for. Oh, God, complete deliverance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless her for coming to this altar. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, she must believe if she comes to you, Lord. You said your cast no one out if they come to you. Touch her right now. Bless her going in and coming out. Bless her, God, out there in the world. Put a fist around this young lady, God. Oh, God, touch her mind with, oh, God, give her complete deliverance. And give her mind clear to come back to the Lord. Hey, in the name of Jesus, get in her mind, her spirit, her body. Bring her forth like pure gold. Like you did her. Jesus. Come on, give God a hand, praise. Y'all know we walked the walk that she walked before we got to where we going. Some of us was worse than others. Look at your neighbor. Don't touch him. Just say, prepare to meet God.
Prepare to meet God.
I asked him, are you prepared?
Are you prepared?
The Lord dropped this in my spirit. I said, you ask my people. Amos 4:12. in one scripture. You're going too fast for me, man. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel, because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel.
Yes.
He sent a word talking to us way back in Amos. Prepare to meet your God.
Yes.
And when I talk about prepare, that means you're ready.
Yes.
You're ready like you're going to a job. You get up early in the morning. Make it to the bathroom. Your coffee is percolating. Grab the coffee. You run. You start getting dressed. Next thing you know, you're in the car. Next thing you know, you're at work at your own time. You're not late. That's prepare.
Yeah.
Now, for us to prepare, we got to continually seek after the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forsake not to assemble yourself together, such as some have, as you see the day of the Lord approaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means don't get out of the way. Stay in the fellowship. If you don't stay in this fellowship, you find a fellowship to go. But you get into it. Now, them on Zoom, they're in the fellowship because they're listening, but some of our members here, they just about all of them. And we always try to encourage them to come into the house of the Lord. But if they don't, they got Zoom.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody got whatever reason that they have that they can't make it. But stay in the fellowship. Don't leave the fellowship. There are some statements in Scripture that stops us in our tracks. They're not poetic. They're not soft. They came like a holy alarm clock ringing in the soul. Prepare to meet your God. That's not fear-driven. That's not purpose-driven. It is called alignment, awakening, and readiness. In this day and time, distractions are louder than ever.
Yes.
I asked you earlier. Are you prepared to meet God? Let me give you another example. My daughter right here. She's going to meet me in the room. Okay, now, this young lady is saved, and me and her used to date years ago. And I happened to see her. So I sit down and start talking to her. I said, hey, girl, I ain't seen you in a long time. You still go to that church up there on that corner? Yeah. Well, you know, we had a good relationship before you got saved. You remember that, right? We had some good times, didn't we, girl? Good times. So, I just want to know, because I know you said you saved, and I just want to know, are you being satisfied in any kind of way? Oh, girl. Now, you know that one time you was the love of my life. And you got saved and it broke my heart. Because, you know, you were the only one I really wanted. And I'm still single and you got saved. And you got a time to eat and you come back or something. And,
nope.
And first you said no. First you said no, but then I keep gaming. Girl, don't you know? When you came into my life, the sunshine begins. I just know that, you know, we kind of meant for each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, girl. Girl, you my everything. You know, at one time, y'all was in love. And I still got in love with you. You know, and I know how time it is. But are you ain't you having a hard time kind of keeping yourself?
Nope.
She ain't playing the game right there. So eventually, so she tried to be slick. She gave in. So that evening, I got the time to go over. Y'all know what goes from there. Now she was prepared at first.
That's how the devil do.
Until I saw her and I put the demon on her. I started dropping the gloves on her, you know, how much I love her, and how good she looked. You know, are you prepared? Because you young women and men, when you get saved, the enemy is coming. It's coming after you full force. Don't fool yourself. I'm telling you, if you think that you don't have a need, believe me, He gonna see exactly where you at.
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about you saved and all that. He gonna see that.
Mm-hmm.
So
true.
You got to always be watchful and prayerful.
Yeah.
Now I kinda knew that it was hard for that young lady to resist me. I about knew that. Y'all didn't get that one, did y'all? So I just thought our first game. Y'all see? She failed. So was she prepared? She was prepared.
No,
y'all didn't hear what I heard.
Yeah,
she wasn't prepared. She wasn't playing the game right.
So listen,
y'all. You got to be ready. I mean, at all times. Okay, let me give you one more because I'm going to be running. Let me give you one more. Let me come down and talk to y'all for a little bit. Yeah, you know. Girl, we smoke that Red Bud. You know the Bin Laden they call it? What's the other thing?
They just say,
Blunt. So you mean tell me that Reaper stuff is way old. That's for the old
one.
From my day. You remember we should smoke that Mary Jane again?
Yeah,
I heard you got saved. Your brother told me you ain't got saved. Your sister told me. I didn't know that. They got this song the water. They told me, you ain't tell me you ain't doing nothing no more?
Nope.
You got to play the game now. So I just want you to know that I got a blunt. And I'll come out here later and I'll tell you, look. It's like the Red Bud that my father and them
were on.
It's bad.
It's
bad. So I just know that you've been saved a couple of years, and I just know you need a little something to kind of take your mind off the stress that you get to deal with this thing called the devil or whatever y'all deal with. So you might as well just, I tell you what, I'll be there about 6 o'clock, and I got the blunt. Matter of fact, I got a little blow too.
Oh, the white
house. Oh, she gave up. I tell you. You got to be ready at all times. And men, don't think it's just women because they can ease up next to a man just to sleep.
Yes, they can.
You got to keep the guard. It ain't only for sexual activity. If you're lying, you got to quit lying.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't say it was going to be perfect. It's many times I had to repent. You got to have a repentant heart daily.
That's right.
Because he did not say we were going to be like him, be perfect, and walk
right.
Like him. But he came that we may have life, and life more abundantly. He came to give us the greatest gift that mankind will ever receive, Jesus Christ. He came and shed his own blood after Christmas.
Right.
Okay.
No.
For us.
Yeah.
Christ gave his life. Now you better start thinking where you're going to spend eternity at.
Yeah.
People doing everything, but they ain't thinking about where they're going to spend eternity at. They doing everything. Husband cheating on wife. Wife cheating on husband.
Yeah.
Men supposed to be men, but they're not men. Women supposed to be women, but you don't say nothing about it. You keep working on them and pray that they come into the Lord.
Amen.
It ain't your job to judge them. When they walk through them doors, your job is to be sweet as you can and let the minister minister, and you minister to them. How do you think somebody going to come out of something if you don't minister to them? Every last one of us in here this week, and from, I've been preaching this for the longest, go and tell somebody, minister to somebody in the store, I don't care where you at. Drop a seed and tell them about the Lord.
Yeah.
How he came and died for you. How he rose for you. How you have the right to the tree of life.
Yes.
Are you really prepared to meet God?
No. I'm hurting
you. Prepare. Y'all gonna prepare?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I want to know, are y'all prepared now?
Amen. Yeah.
Okay. You say you're prepared. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are prepared. The only thing you have to do now is keep walking and talking and blocking out the enemy when he's trying to come in on you. You have to back up for him and say, no, man, I'm not doing this. This is not right. Whatever it may be. Like I told y'all, hey, listen, when them telemarketers call, my wife, I'll be almost. Do you know who else you're calling?
Okay.
At this time of night, really? Well, I figured you. Do you know me? My wife be like, come on, yes,
oh.
So you don't know me? I said, I figured you didn't know me. Click.
Yeah.
I had to be careful too. These people make you almost curse. It's called alignment, awakening, readiness in this day and time. Distractions are louder than ever. Phone talks.
Right.
Screen is glowing. New cycles shout. But God is still whispering. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
Preparation starts with attention. You can't prepare for God you're not paying attention to. If you're not paying attention to God, you cannot be prepared. But you got music in your ear 24/24.
All right.
You're always on your phone. That's right. That hell phone. 24/24.
Amen. Now.
You're always watching movies 24/24. Right. The movies ain't real, no. And them people ain't there, and them with faith.
Yeah.
Every time I look at it now, I say, what's your faith jumping? And then sometimes I watch a movie, I don't say nothing. But I still know that how they playing. I know it just ain't real to me.
Yeah.
Move some of that stuff out your way. Anybody take time just to read the scripture?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
If you don't get number one scripture,
all right, amen.
Read it all week long.
Yes, thank you.
Just keep reading.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Because God is coming back for prepared people. I don't know about y'all. And I'm praying we all make it because I'm not looking to be here.
Amen.
And here's the biggest trick of it all. The president. Democrats, Republicans, and all his wealthy donors think they got it made because they're billionaires. This is the biggest trick that the enemy got on them. So they're gathering all together. Trump draining them all out of money. Now he's a billionaire. He wasn't no billionaire. Now he done got it because he made them people come and pay him. When he had all them parties, what y'all think he had all them parties for before he got in? He was telling them people, you give me this, you give me this, you give me this, you give me this, and I'll do this and I'll do that. This is the biggest danger that they in and they don't even know it. Yeah. Is that money. And you know what the things we have? They're really not ours, no way. The house you live in, it's not yours. The car you drive, it's not yours. The keys you have,
it's not yours.
Amen.
So you got to realize what you think you have, you don't have it.
Amen.
But don't you put nothing in front of the Lord.
There you go.
Don't matter.
Amen.
Nothing.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez & Associates, LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
So I'm preparing you every day.
Amen.
And y'all probably would say, Pastor said that. And I do when I'll be riding down the street, going here and there. It's always in my mind. I never know when this time will come.
Amen.
I'm riding.
Amen.
If you do. I'm riding though, yeah. If you do, I never miss a thought.
Hallelujah.
About where I could be in a matter of a second.
Hey.
You can't prepare for God. You're not paying attention to. He's calling the church.
Yeah, he is.
Out of autopilot.
All right.
Church, trying to quit sleeping.
Yes, yes.
Church, wake up. Because your job is to go tell somebody that Christ has came. The Lord Jesus came.
Yeah.
Your job is to go talk to people.
Yeah.
I ain't say go door to door. You ain't gonna door to door, but go person to person. Drop a seed. I don't give just a little. Don't try to preach the whole Bible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Like they told me when I got saved, I had a long curl. The guy said to me, I never forget that before. He said, yeah, since you done got saved now, are you supposed to cut that long way? I said, I don't know where you got that from. The Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. He didn't say it was a sin.
Okay.
Ask me why.
Why?
Because the hair hanging in and the man in the back, whoosh, look, we turn, it's a man. Oh, my God.
She thought that was a woman. Ah. All right, now.
So you know what? Time went on about a year, then the Lord told me to cut it.
Okay.
Man, I had my curls for the girl. I thought
yeah,
that was
Yeah.
Oh, righty then. Boy, I thought I was, boy, y'all put it, the Lord took me all that.
What God?
I'm missing the ball from the phone.
All messed up. Yeah.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I am so glad God told you to cut your hair because you looked at a hot mess on that picture.
Oh, I know you did.
You know what? I need to hire a new person, new year for her position. Then she learned to say amen. He's calling the church.
Yes,
out of spiritual sleepwalking.
Yeah.
The church is sleepwalking.
Yeah.
Wake up. I think over here we all awoke.
Yes,
we have seen, we know it's coming. We have seen it. We have watched it.
Yes.
We know where we're headed.
Amen.
Time to wake up, church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, I'll get ready tomorrow.
Man,
I ain't talking to church stuff. I hear you, man. I ain't ready yet, though, man.
You're never
going to be ready. I'm just not ready, man. Still got to have my little girls, man. Still got to go to my little parties. You know, I'm just not ready yet. Come on, Jeff. Every time I see you, I don't want to hear that. You're talking about Christ. Come on, Jeff. Give me a break, man. I grew up with you, man. I know something happened to you. Because I know you ain't out there. You ain't cussing no more. I know something happened to you, Jeff.
Right.
You should go off in a drop of a dime. I know, but I'm just not ready.
All right. Well, leave it.
Don't be caught. Not ready.
All right. Amen.
Yeah.
Especially the church.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Say, how can I get caught not ready? You be out there committing adultery on your wife, you believe you ain't ready.
Uh-huh.
You could die anytime.
Yeah.
You get in bed with that woman, your wife at home, you die. I heard this before. I had a heart attack. They didn't even want to tell his wife where he died at.
Okay.
A lot of guys been preaching. He died with that woman around the corner.
All right.
Named Mary. I ain't preaching no lie.
Amen.
I ain't preaching nobody that woman no lie.
Amen.
Tomorrow's not promised.
Hallelujah.
But his presence is preparing to meet. The Lord means taking inventory. Are you taking inventory?
Yes, yourself? I am.
Watch what you say, what you do, where you go.
Yes, I am. God be the glory. Help me know what you
do. Here's another thing I've been watching.
Yeah.
When I look like coming to your house, and I know you're all over there getting high.
Amen. Network.
All right. I don't know. Oh, man. Every time I invite you and Brenda, y'all don't come. Now, can you smoke weed all along? I'm going to smell like that.
Right.
I've done that, been there, done that. Way before you was even thought of. What you talking about, man? I've been high since I was 12 years old. What you talking about, man? I'm done with that crack that box of life. Oh, but y'all just don't never come home at all because we don't want to smell your dope.
Okay.
I don't want to smell your weed because it stinks now.
Okay, you know.
Don't let your relative fool y'all. We having a party, y'all. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, man. Stop. At least stop by and just say hello to Aunt Brenda. When I first got saved, they started getting mad at me because I first started preaching. I should tell them, you don't need to go around all that. You know what you said to me? God, they're my people.
Okay.
They got offensive.
Yes, they did.
And that ain't what I was saying.
Right. Amen.
I was saying, you newly saved, you need some more strength.
Yes. Yes.
Be my help, Lord.
What needs to be surrendered? What you got that you need to let go of?
Amen.
Put that in your mind this week. What do I need to let go? Uh-oh. Some of you got kids you need to let go. No, but you still hold on to them. That's my baby. Yeah? That's your baby, but your baby got you. You're going to lose your mind what the, how your baby is. Let your baby go.
Let her go. Let her go.
I see real good at that.
Amen.
I ain't real good. Look, my kids are grown. I pray for them. Yeah,
that's me.
But if you need to let them go, you can let them kids go.
Put them in the Lord's hand. Hallelujah. What
have you been carrying? It's not yours.
Okay.
What sin have you allowed to settle in your house?
Amen. Wrong.
What wounds do you need God to heal?
Every last
one. Preparation isn't about perfection. It's about alignment. You don't have to be flawless. Just yield. Preparation is not just about avoiding judgment. It's about expecting glory. Jesus is not returning for a fearful church, hiding in the shadows.
All right.
He's returning for a church, standing, shining, expecting, and watching. When you prepare to meet the Lord, hope rises. Faith awakens. Purpose unites. It ignites. Your eyes shift from the chaos of earth to the King of heaven. Yeah. Preparation is active. Pray like he hears. Worship like he's near.
Yes.
Serve like he is soon.
Yes.
Love like eternity is real.
Yes.
Witness like souls matter.
Yes.
Go and talk to your neighbor.
Yes.
Talk to that boy you know got the job in that store. Talk to somebody and give them a word. Don't give them the whole book. And sometimes the church got it bad. They witness it to a woman. And her dress is not like what they think. Lee, don't even talk about that girl's dress.
Right. Right.
Leave her alone.
Right.
If that's what she want to wear, you leave her alone.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Amen. Even when we meet people and they say, I'm gay. Okay.
But Jesus loves
you. That's a good time to tell how much he loves
you.
You ain't got to talk about nothing else. Don't get on that dish. Listen, yes. The Lord loves you regardless.
That's it. Amen. That's it.
That's all.
Leave it there. Hallelujah.
You just don't know how much you love me.
Hallelujah.
I love you too.
Yes. Amen.
We're supposed to draw them.
Yes.
Not drag them away.
Yes. Amen.
Faith without action is just intention.
All right now. Speak.
The world doesn't need quiet Christians.
All right.
It needs prepared, bold, loving, spirit-filled believers who show up with kingdom authority in a confused generation.
Yes.
The prepared believer stands firm.
Yes.
When culture shifts, when morality bends, when truth becomes optional, prepared heart remain anchored. I am anchored in the Lord. Anybody else anchored in the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God some praise. We're anchored in the Lord. Come on, y'all. Give me some praise. I'm a ride on that. Come on, from hell I walk. I'm sticking with the Most High. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah in this place. We know who he is. He's the great I am. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Meeting the Lord isn't just a future event.
All right.
It's a present lifestyle.
All right.
Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Some scriptures whisper, some encourage, but some shout with urgency. Prepare to meet God.
Yes.
This is not a suggestion.
All right.
Not a more motivational quote. Not a soft encouragement. It's a divine command from the heart of God. When the world is shaking morals, are shifting and distraction. They begin to call good evil.
Amen.
And they begin to call evil good.
Amen.
He wrote it. He said what they were going to do. They don't even know. They're playing right into his hand because they don't even know it. So they're doing whatever he's feeding them. Message has never been more clear.
Okay.
Get ready. Stay ready.
Stay ready.
Live ready.
Live ready.
You're not going to be perfect.
Amen.
But when you know that you know that you know that you've committed a sin, whether it's alive or dead, you repent. Every day. And I tell y'all one prayer that'll cover that. Our Father prayer will cover all that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank
our Father which are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day.
Our daily bread.
Forgive us this day.
Our daily bread.
Forgive us this day.
Our daily bread.
Forgive us.
Forgive us.
All right.
Amen.
That's it. That covers all of it.
Yes.
We prepare for jobs.
Yes.
Mama's doing weddings.
Yes.
Travel presentations.
All right.
Opportunities.
All right.
But the most important preparation is spiritual.
Yes.
Preparing to meet the Lord. A call to wake up.
Yes.
Read Ephesians 5:14-21. Awake. Sleeping in Christ will give you life. Nothing changes till you wake up. In our generation, the greatest danger is not sin, it's spiritual sleep.
All right, now.
Sleep.
Sleep.
The saints. Some of us sleep. And they think the world going to keep turning.
It's going to be all right.
You know, when I was growing up, little kid, my mother used to always watch the soap opera as the world turned. The world ain't going to keep returning. The day going to come, it's not going to fail.
It's
going to be chaos. People are online, but offline with spirituality.
All right, now.
Wake to the culture, but asleep to God.
All right, now.
Alert to TikTok, but right, numb to the Holy Spirit. God is saying, wake up your prayer life.
Yes, yes.
Wake up your worship.
Yes.
Wake up your purpose.
Yes.
Wake up your calling.
Yes.
Before you can prepare to meet the Lord, you must awaken. A call to clean up. Let us cleanse ourselves. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Yeah.
Preparation requires separation. Not isolation from people, but separation from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Compromise and spiritual clutter. Ask yourself, what have I allowed in my life that God's won out?
Amen.
Kick it all out. Amen. You made a mistake and started back drinking.
Yes.
But see, we grew up on T-based water.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know about that either.
No.
Y'all never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, I didn't like that ripple because that ripple, they should get too drunk on that ripple. They didn't want to fight. So we drink, woke up, wine cool. But when you find yourself back, the fully being over there, it's time for you to get back in the Lord. Ain't nobody can write a condemn you or judge you. But you got, now, listen, the Bible says, listen, people are unaware to take out of context. He said, drink a little wine for your stomachs.
Exactly.
Don't get drunk.
That means back that time, someone did stomach.
Yep. Don't get drunk.
But he didn't say get drunk.
Yeah.
So if we find ourselves yearning now for more, you'd have to pass some wine.
Okay.
I mean, if you had that glass of wine at dinner, we ain't got nothing to say about that. There ain't nothing out there. But when you start drinking to get high again, drunk again, it's time for you to retaliate and leave that alone. But there's only one place you can go to get rid of
it.
It's the Lord.
That's right.
What attitude have you settled in my heart? What battles am I fighting because I didn't confront the enemy early? I should have told that nigga when he coming over his house. And I went anyway. See, y'all get to realize with women, if you're saying that, I was growing up there. Well, Jeffrey told me to come back, I got to go right there. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know. No, you don't. I was doomed, my brother and them did. They were older, they was playboys and all that. And they had better clothes than I did because they was in high school. I was in junior high. I wait to go to school and I go in there and get some of their clothes on and go on to school. Called myself a little playboy. Okay. So if you have a time resisting, it's time for you to get in your place. God cannot bless what you hide. What you hiding?
Come on.
What are you hiding? Only you and that person knowing God. What are you hiding? Quit hiding.
Give it to the Lord.
Because he's trying to shame you anyway. If you get in it, he want to shame you openly. But he will heal what you bring into the light.
Amen.
Clean hands and a pure heart.
Hallelujah.
And prepare life. Look up for your redemption, Lord. Now, preparation focus your gaze.
Hallelujah.
If you stare at the world too long, you become discouraged. Y'all see how the world going? The world is a stone tripping. I don't see how anybody could want to prepare like to stand out here.
You know,
and still tell you talk to people.
And
they said to me, man, you ain't getting out of here. You ain't going nowhere. You know, I'm trying to get out of here fast. I'll be off the run, man. Man, I said, you just don't know.
All right.
I ain't scared no more. I made peace with God. For what I'm seeing, this ain't nothing. This used to be something. Ain't nothing now. You can't even go to a decent place without this shooting up in the place. You never know. That's what I'm telling y'all. Every time I go, you never know where it's going to meet you. It's always in my mind. Like that one song, Daniel, this one song. What's that guy's name? Someone always thinking of you?
Oh.
What's his name? Y'all know. I know y'all know that guy.
Hold on.
Who is?
He sang that song. Always thinking of you.
And I bet I'm going to remember as soon as I get back home.
What's his name?
I know which one he's talking about. Oh, Donnie McClurkin.
Donnie McClurkin. If y'all get a chance, what's the name of that song? Listen to this song.
I do.
He always talking about eternity. And now he's thinking about eternity.
Yeah, that is my favorite.
Always close. I'm coming in. If you stare at people too long, you become disappointed.
Yeah.
But if you stare at Jesus, you become confident, peaceful, hopeful, and strong. Prayer believers live with expectancy. Expecting God to move. Expecting prayer to be answered. Expecting revival, renewal, and restoration. Expecting return of Christ. To prepare is an anticipation. Question today for you. Are you prepared to meet God?
Okay.
Are you really prepared? If there's one in the house want to know the Lord, is not prepared to meet the Lord, you come. One in the house who don't know the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.